Thanks. Good afternoon. We're going to, as Bob mentioned, we're going to divide this into two chunks. We're going to talk about what happens or how to get a case into arbitration, or to the extent you're on the other side, what defenses you might have left to arbitration agreements. There still are a few out there. But the other half, and we'd like to spend as much time talking about the actual strategy of arbitrating cases. As you can see, you may have personal experience with this, your clients might, the use of arbitration, which started probably 25 years ago, has not slowed down a bit. And in fact, in about 2010, 2011, the number of lawsuits involving arbitration clauses, class action lawsuits, exponentially seemed to increase, which is tied probably to the issuance of two key decisions by the Supreme Court regarding the use of class waivers. And that's where I'm going to start. Just with respect to the issue of enforcing arbitration agreements, this is really a brief overview of where the current issues lie. It's not intended to provide a comprehensive discussion of the enforceability of arbitration agreements. A lot of that law is very, very well established by now. So what's going on now in the courts? Well, the big issue, which is probably largely resolved, is the use of class action waivers in arbitration agreements. And in two decisions, the Concepcion decision in 2011 and the Italian Colors decision in 2013, the Supreme Court has largely closed the door on challenges to the enforceability of class action waivers. The Concepcion decision involved, not surprisingly, a Ninth Circuit decision that refused to enforce a class waiver. And in that particular case, the Ninth Circuit held that the class waiver was unconscionable.